Father, bless these words to our hearts. In Psalm 91:11, the Word of God says, He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, this is talking about us. God gives angels charge over us. Except it's not saying that the angels are the boss. That's not what the word charge there means. That word means God commands the angels regarding us. Did you guys know that you have an angel? You can't see him, but he's quite real. Many people have seen the angels. Not everybody does. You see them when you need them. Sometimes you can hear the voice of angels. Not long ago, we played some music here that was angels singing, the recording of angels singing. Do you guys remember that? So sometimes we can hear the voice of angels. Now, the angels are very important. God commands the angels regarding us. You have at least one angel. Some people have more angels, depending on your need. But because you're a believer in Jesus, He assigns an angel to you. The angel never leaves you. He's there with you all the time. You go to bed at night, your angel is there. You go to school during the day, your angel is there. The strange thing is, you go in the shower, the angel's still there too. I just think he looks the other way. But the angels are always there, and you're assigned permanently to have an angel. The angels have several responsibilities concerning us. Number one, the angels will protect you. They will protect you. That's one of the important jobs of the angels. They protect you. Let me give you an example. This is a real life example. This actually took place. There were a couple of guys in their early 20s on a boat, and they're going quite fast on a lake, and they don't see a rock that's coming out of the water, and their boat hits a rock. Now, you can imagine what would happen if a boat is going fast and it hits a rock. Well, the boat hit the rock, it flipped over, and the young men flew into the air. Because they were going very fast, they flew very high. This is a very dangerous situation. Both of those young men then said the exact same thing. They should have been killed. As they were in the air, this is a true story, as they were in the air, an angel grabbed each one of them. Now they were over water, and the angel took them over to the shore, and he placed them on the ground. Both young men said the exact same thing. And the angel grabbed them in the air and took them over to the ground. He saved their lives. Now, this is how the angels work with us. They are constantly taking care of us. Sometimes people get in car accidents and they say, I should have been killed. Or they get really close calls and they say, I should have been killed. I should have been hurt. But I didn't get hurt. I didn't get killed. Why? The angels are looking out for us. They're protecting us. So the first thing they do is they protect us. It's very important that they protect us. The second thing they do is sometimes they communicate with us. For example, John the Baptist's dad, he was a priest. And an angel named Gabriel, the same angel that spoke to Mary, who became the mother of Jesus, an angel named Gabriel told John the Baptist's dad that he's going to have a son. Now, that was pretty interesting because they were old. John the Baptist's dad and his wife were old people. They don't have children when they're old. But these two old people were going to have children. And it was given to them by an angel. It was said to them by an angel. Likewise, Mary, she was just a young girl. And an angel said to her, you're going to have Jesus to be your son. And it was an angel that communicated with her, that told her these things. Sometimes angels communicate with us. Sometimes God sends them just to send us a message. Now, he'll communicate with us in different ways also. That's not the only way he communicates, but that's one of the way he communicates. He says to the angels, tell them this. And then the angel comes and he tells us whatever it is. Then it says that the angels stand up to the devil. Now, you don't have to worry about the devil in as much as you don't have to be afraid of him. Because God lives in you, and God is bigger than the devil. God is much more powerful than the devil. God's the one who defeats the devil. But the devil is still our enemy. And it's important that we realize that we do have an enemy. Because even though we have victory over him already, he can still try to do things he ought not. The angels protect us from the devil. They stand up to him. If the devil wants to do something in our lives, the angels come and oppose him. You could say they go to war on our behalf against the devil. Now, another thing that the angels do is they deliver prayers. You know when you pray and you gotta wait sometimes? Sometimes you have to wait by design, but sometimes you wait because the devil doesn't want you to get your answer. And that happened to the prophet Daniel. The prophet Daniel had a very important prayer request to God, and he prayed. And God got the prayer immediately. But when God wanted to answer, the devil tried to hinder the answer. He tried to prevent it from coming. So God sent an angel. This angel's name was Michael. God sent an angel, and that angel brought the answer from God to Daniel. And he made it happen, what God wanted in Daniel's life. The answer to Daniel's prayer, Michael made it happen. Now, Michael was one of two types of angels, and Gabriel was the other type of angel. Michael is a warring angel. In other words, there's a battle between God and Satan. And just like in the world, you have a war with armies, in heaven, there's angelic armies. Michael is God's top general. On the other hand, there's also ministering angels, the kind that come and communicate to you, and they help you, and they do things for you. Those are called ministering angels. And Gabriel, who talked with Mary and with John the Baptist's dad, he was a ministering angel. He's one of the main ministering angels. Now, the amazing thing is about both types of angels, they're very, very powerful. Angels are extremely powerful. Let me give you an example. There was a war. Again, this is a true story. There was a war between Israel and a nation called Assyria. They don't exist anymore. But they were a very powerful nation in their day. And this was about a little over 3,500 years ago. Now, Assyria had a huge army. And they sent an army of 185,000 soldiers, which is enormous, against Israel. Now, to give you some perspective, when America goes to war, if we send 185,000 soldiers, that country knows that's it. 185,000 soldiers is enormous as an army. Well, they sent 185,000 soldiers against Israel. One angel killed the entire army. Can you imagine? You go to a field, a battlefield somewhere with your sword, and there's 185,000 soldiers facing you. And you win? Can you imagine that? That's what happened with the angel. That's how powerful your angel is. You see, we're in very good hands with God. Because not only is He taking care of us, He has angels to help Him, and they take care of us also. And if one angel can defeat an army, a single guy can defeat an army of 185,000 well-trained soldiers, how much can He help you? How much can He take care of you? How safe are you if one angel can do that? And God says He'll give you as many angels as you need. So you're always going to be taken care of by the angels because you belong to God. And God assigns them to you. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.